Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi for Koach, the 28th day of Adar Rishon and Erev Shabbat. Vayakhel is in Chapter 5 of Nedarim, Mishneh Vav, Hamudar Hana Mechavero, someone subject to a neder preventing him from getting any benefit from another man. Ve'ein lo ma yochel, and doesn't have anything to eat. Now this should sound familiar from Chapter 4. And we described some workarounds for these dire situations, but here in this Mishnah, we're going to elaborate a little bit on how this works. So what do we do? Note no la'acher, the man who is banned from giving benefit, or the other guy is banned from receiving his benefit through the neder, what does he do? He gives it to a third party, l'shum matana, for the sake of a gift. V'halal. And then the other guy, the guy who was banned, the guy who is the subjected to the neder, is allowed to eat that food. And now the Mishnah is going to explain when a matana, when a gift is really a gift. Maisei, there was a true story, be'echad be'beit choron, with a family up in Beit Choron, up in the north. Now we mentioned in Galil, they would often argue, shehaya aviv, his own father, was mudur heimenu hana, was restricted by a neder from having any benefit from him. So either the son in this family banned his benefit onto the father, or the father himself had banned receiving any benefit from the son. Not a great situation. V'haya mosi et bno. Now the son is marrying off his own son. So he wants to bring the grandfather to the wedding, but the grandfather is restricted by a neder of having any hana from the son, the one who's throwing the wedding and paying the caterer and everything. V'amar l'chavero, so the son, the guy throwing the wedding, he says to his friend, an unrelated friend here, he says, chatzar, the whole courtyard, you know, the banquet hall, the wedding hall, suda, and the entire meal, netunim l'cha, they're given over to you, b'matana, as a gift. And then he adds, v'einon l'fanecha, but they are not before you, meaning they don't belong to you, ela, only Kadesha Yavo Abba, in order my father will come, Vayochel Imanu Besuda, that my father will be able to come to the wedding and come to the festive meal and celebrate with us. So his idea was, you're going to own the wedding. He says, yeah, I'm paying for everything and it's technically mine, but I'm going to give it all to you. So you're going to own the entire wedding hall and the entire all the food and all the, you know, everything. And my father will come. Amar lo, so the third party, he said back to the son, im shalihem, if they're really mine, harehem mukdoshim l'shamayim, I am sanctifying them to heaven, meaning I'm giving them to the temple, and they're going to be forbidden for anyone to eat. Amar lo, as the son says back to him, lo natati lecha, I'm not giving you et shali my whole suda, shetakti shem l'shamayim, that you'll be able to sanctify it to the temple and ban it for everybody. Amar lo, and the third party says back to the son, lo natata li, you're not giving me et shalcha, your wedding, that you and your father are going to eat together, v'shotim, you're going to be drinking together, maybe some alcohol, and you will find favor one to another. You'll be able to sit down together and work out your differences. You know, this. There's some squabble, there's some problem here where somebody's made a neder, either the father or the son, so you're going to sit together and work it out. V'hei avon, but the sin of the neder, Talui Berosho, will be hanging on his head, meaning my head, as the third party, as the one who's enabling him to violate the neder. And the Mishnah concludes, Kashiba Davar Lifnei Chachamim, when this matter came before the sages, you know, they asked for a psak, for a ruling, Amru, they said, Kol Matana, any gift, She'ena, that is not in the category, She'im Hikdisha, if the recipient of the gift makes it Hekdesh, gives it over to the temple, Eina Mukadeshis, that wouldn't work. Eina Matana, that's not a real gift. A gift that has strings attached where the recipient can't consecrate it, can't give it to tzedakah, that's not a gift. Now, besides the Nedarim implications, there's a lesson here. When you give over something to someone, or you teach them something, you inspire them to improve, if it's something that they can use to improve their own Avodas Hashem, their own tefillah, davening, Torah, mitzvot, to enhance their own life, then you've really given them something valuable. You've really given them a gift when a person can turn around and use it for something holy. Mazel tov on Perek. Hey, let's go on to chapter 6. This goes back to the concept of Nedarim or Halach Acher Loshon Bnei Adam, that by a neder we follow the normal use of words. So Mishnah Aleph, Hanoder Minavushal. He has been banned by a neder from Mivushal. Mivushal means cooked food. So he might have said, Mivushal is Konam to me, Mivushal is Cherem to me. So is he allowed? What is he allowed to eat? Mutter, he is allowed to eat, but Sli, roasted food, of a Sholuk. Sholuk is sort of, it's either overcooked and it's really stewed and, you know, it's when, you know, the vegetables all dissolve into the broth. Or it could mean in some situations kind of undercooked and not really mevushal at all. Mevushal is usually cooked in a pot with some sort of broth or liquid or water. Amar, what if he said, Konam, I'm banning tovshil, cooked food, sheni toim, that I will not taste. I won't taste any cooked food. Also, b'maise kedera rach, so you can't eat anything cooked in a pot that's soft. Umutter, but he is allowed to eat be'ove, something that's solid, that's thick, you know, something that's not soft that you would spoon, something with a fork and not a spoon. And the reason here is the word tavshil usually means something liquidy, something that you dip your bread into. And it would exclude something hard. Umutter, and he's also allowed be'beitza tramita. Now, beitz the tarmita is maybe it's a soft-boiled egg, according to the Bartnura, and maybe it's like it's barely cooked, you know, it's runny. Ubedalat, and also a gourd, haremutza, that's covered in remets. They covered it in hot ashes to sort of roast the outside of the gourd, and it's, you know, it makes it a little sweeter and more edible, you know, like roasted pumpkin maybe, but it's not like a food that you'd eat with bread. It's not considered a tavshil, sort of a normal cooked food. Yashar Koach, and a good Erev Shabbos.